Hi, this is Taj Mahal, and you're listening to Sean Bendley on 98.9 FM. Blues with a feeling. Music that melts in your mind.
G'day there and welcome to Blues with a Feeling on Brisbane's Best Country, 98.9 FM. Across Australia on the National Indigenous Radio Service, on the World Wide Web at 989fm.com.au and radio.nirs.org.au. Repeated Saturday morning at 10 and available as a podcast every week. My name is Sean Bindley and my guest on the show this week is the great Kim Wilson, founding member of the Fabulous Thunderbirds and the absolute top of the heap for the last 40 years when it comes to playing the harmonica and singing the blues. I've been playing Kim's music on this show since it began 27 years ago. And as a wannabe blues singer in Brisbane back in the early 90s, Kim Wilson was just whom I aspired to be. Those early albums by the Thunderbirds have become modern blues classics. His solo releases for Clifford Antone's label out of Kim's home base of Austin, Texas, are a must-have in any blues lover's collection. And his releases for MC Records in the early 2000s were featured heavily on this show as they went on to earn Kim Grammy nominations. And of course, he's numero uno when it comes to blowing the harp for rock stars like Mark Knopfler. So I was thrilled when he accepted my offer of a chat last week. I'm quite freaked out, frankly. So excuse me for being a starstruck fan after all these years. We chatted about the brand new MC Records release, Take Me Back, about the creative process in Big John Atkinson's ever-evolving Big Tone Studios. He talked to me about amps and shared memories of growing up chasing the blues muse in California and that most revered of blues melting pots, Antone's Blues Bar in Austin, Texas, where Kim and his mates got a blues lesson from the very best, night after night after night. To kick us off, on Blues with a Feeling, on Brisbane's Best Country, 98.9 FM, this is Kim Wilson from his brand new record, Take Me Back, Good and Hot, on Out of the Frying Pan.
Thank you. similar in the fact that everything he does has a use. Everything he buys or trades for has a use. And with Big John, his ear is the most important thing. He's able to hear things that most people using modern gear aren't even going to pick up on. But he's one of these people, he's a throwback. He's still a young guy. I mean, he might be 30, 31 now. But when I met him, he was in his early 20s. And I realized immediately that this kid is, he's just odd. He's odd in this world that we live in. I think now that people hear his approach, and the approach is like Jerry Wexler's approach, or, you know, any great producer of the past. You set them up, turn them on, and just let them play. And if you know the mic placement, if you know what your room is going to do, you become well versed in exactly where to put the microphone, exactly. Well, he's mixing it on the fly. There is no mix. There's no mixing it later. You know, you can adjust it a little bit later on, but not very much. So you really have to get it right off the bat. And he's really great at that, because he's just so deep into the music. He's so deep into traditional music. He's doing a lot of things now. He's got a real studio now. I mean, he's got a studio out there in Virginia. I haven't even been in there yet, but he keeps telling me, get out here. You know, we got to do some stuff. And it's a bigger room, and looks like a great situation. So eventually I'll go out there and record some more, I'm sure. But with John, you know, he's such a great musician. He knows how to accompany. He knows what great accompaniment sounds like. And everybody just kind of follows suit. You know, you get people like Bob Welch coming in there. Well, Bob Welch is an incredible accompanist. Billy Flynn is probably the best blues guitarist in the world. So all these guys, they really know how to play ensemble. Or, in other words, a band. And it's very, very important that they're able to set the other guy up. You know, I'm going to be doing a thing with Dennis Grunling this weekend about just that, about a webinar, about accompaniment. That's one of my specialties. I'm obviously not doing it too much on this record because, you know, most of the people that I've accompanied are gone. I've done a little bit with Big John. You might have heard that he did like a 9 or 7, 6 song CD, and I backed him up. I really enjoyed doing that. I used to love backing up people like Dave Myers and of course, Muddy and Jimmy Rogers, all these great people that I've been so blessed to know. But like I say, you know, when Big John is at the helm, and lots of times he's playing on the stuff as well. He had Danny Michael helping him out, running the board. And he'd be in there like on the You've Been Goofing by Jimmy Nolan. That's Big John. He's playing a jazz master. Beautiful sound he's got on that record. Beautiful sound.
You're trying to do. I'm home from work at night. Everything's supposed to be alright. Trying to do everything I can. Stay needs most of every night. I've been a fool, now I'm waking up, getting tired, baby, I've about had enough. You know my love is true, nothing I wouldn't do for you. One day you'll be convinced that everything you're doing, it don't make no sense.
This is Kim Wilson, and you are listening to Blues with a Feeling with Sean Bendley, 98.9 FM. Really, it started over there at Big Tone Studios, and Big John Atkinson is the co-producer slash engineer of this stuff. You know, we were recording a whole bunch of different things, mostly for me, but with some other people too, and over there at Nathan's place in Oceanside, I mean, we just compiled so many different songs, so many different versions. Yeah, I mean, usually we didn't go past two or three takes, but we recorded at several different configurations of the studio. A couple, two or three of them were in San Diego, and then he moved up to Hayward, California, and I started driving up there, and we would just go crazy at, you know, record between 10 and 25 tracks a day. So we were sitting on piles and piles of music. And the nice thing about that is you can pick out the very best of the best, and you can really kind of string everything together in a cohesive fashion to where it makes a nice story on a record or CD. So that's what we did. And we had so much different stuff. A couple things we would go, well, we would say, well, we have to put that one on there because we think it's that good. I remember when we did Strolling, which is the slow instrumental. As soon as we cut that track, I said, that's a standard. I believe that's a standard. And I was thinking about that track the whole time. That's what I love about this record, is that you can hear the different incarnations of Big Tone Records, all the way from San Diego up to Hayward, and then Hayward, it changed like two or three times. So San Diego, it changed like two or three times. And every sound is different, depending on what kind of gear he had that day, what kind of microphone he was using. You know, he might have just bought a new microphone, and we used it that day. You know, there was one, I think I used an old GA6 little Gibson on a couple tracks. Lots of times I use my old GA40. You know, the thing about these old Gibsons is they sound, each amp sounds different. I have a GA40 that I've had since the Tiger Man days. I've been using it ever since. And it's magical. I've never heard a GA40 sound that good. You just hit some, every now and then you just come upon gear that you're not going to find anywhere else. And if you have to change one capacitor or something, lots of times you got to bag the whole app. Excuse me, but because it'll change the whole sound. So I've been very lucky with this GA40, knock on wood. It sounded great the whole time I've had it, and I use it on a lot of different stuff. I've used it on a lot of different sessions. And like when I went into the studio with Mark Knopfler, I told him what I needed. And he came in with all this, you know, he flew me over to England. And he had like six or eight little Gibson amplifiers in there for me. And I just plugged into each one, and I found one or two that I liked, and that was fantastic.
Of Rick Estrin and the Nightcats, and you're listening to Sean Bindley on Blues with a Feeling, 98.9 FM.
From his brand new MC Records release, Take Me Back, my guest on the show this week, the great Kim Wilson and Wingin' It. Before that, Strollin' and Jimmy Nolan's You've Been Goofin'. The album featuring the very best in blues talent, like producer and guitar player Big John Atkinson, Billy Flynn, the great Kid Anderson and Kim's old bandmate from the glorious 90s, Rusty's Inn.
Fine little woman, sweet as you can be. Fine little woman, sweet as you can be. I get so excited, baby. Ooh, that's what you do to me. She got a swagger when she walks up and down the street. She got a swagger when she walks, people, up and down the street. The way she moves, the way she talks. Yeah, she just can't be beat.
Me, it's probably the best way to keep the joy in the recording process, which can be long and slow, but doing in this way really allows you to keep that pleasure in it, doesn't it?
Of course. You know, it's that's what keeps it fresh for me, and that's what has kept it fresh for me the whole time I've been playing. I've been playing for 50 years. And if you're improvising, even if you have a hit song like Tough Enough or Wrap It Up or one of those, you're going to do things. Yeah, you have the arrangement that's pretty similar, but everything that's inside that arrangement, especially instrumentally, it's going to change every time you play. So it's a real feeling of freedom that, you know, you don't get. Now, you might say, well, people are going to be disappointed if it's not exactly like the record. Well, the arrangement's going to be the same, but it's no, it can't be exactly like the record every time. It's just very sterile, isn't it? So this is so crazy. I got Ronnie Earl calling me right now. I'm just going to let it go. So
yeah, let Ronnie. He can wait for me.
He can wait.
Hey, I'm Taranzo Cannon, Chicago blues man. And you're listening to Shaky Sean on Blues with a Feeling 98.10. 98.9 FM.
One more chance, try and save our romance. Slow down. And now you're moving way too fast. You better give me a little love, give me a little love. Ooh, if you want our love to last. I used to walk you home, baby, after school. Home too. Now you got a boyfriend down the street. Baby, what you trying to do? You better slow down. Honey, now you're moving way too fast. You better give me a little love, give me a little love. Ooh, if you want our love to last. You want our love to last.
What qualifies as a good song for Kim Wilson?
Well, really, it's the performance more than it is the song. If you get in there and you track things, and a lot of it has to do with the vocal. If it's a great vocal, you're going to think about keeping it because the vocals are all done live. There's no such thing as overdubs or dummy vocals or any of that kind of stuff. You go in there and you track the stuff live. No headphones, no monitors, and that's, I figured out how to do that. It's a strange way of doing it. I just kind of grab my ear and point it towards the microphone, and I can hear myself. And sometimes I'll do that while I'm playing the harmonica as well. But that's really the main thing for me, are the performances, the emotion of the performances. Although everything we do has a lot of emotion. I've got all my friends in there. They happen to be the best in the business, of course. And that really helps to have those kind of players in there with you. And you really, everybody's kind of stepping up to the other guy. To where it just comes out beautifully. And if it doesn't happen, well, then it doesn't happen. You do two or three takes and you go, well, we'll get back to that one later on sometime. But there's so many tracks and so many different ways of doing it And every take is different. That's what I learned from listening to all the old guys. You know, people like Little Walter, Muddy Waters, Sonny Boy. Every take was different, pretty much. Especially with Little Walter and Muddy Waters as well. You know, with Muddy Waters, it was more like what Little Walter did on that track was really different every time. So it's not something you could put a computer on and you know, get a readout that you could you could have some kind of pedal that would produce the sound or the solos or whatever. It's one of those things where it's just, you just spit it out. Everything's totally improvised. The next version, everything's totally improvised. You know, you might even add a little melody line in the beginning of it that was different from the other one. It's a lot of fun. It really keeps things fresh, and I really enjoy doing things that way.
How many more years if you're gonna wreck my life? How many more years if you're gonna wreck my life? The way you're doing, you're gonna wreck my life. How many times you're gonna cheat me like you do? How many more times you're gonna cheat me like you do? Taking all my money and all my love too.
Kim Wilson, you are listening to Shake Sean on Blues Feeling. I know that title well. 98.9 FM. There's certain things you don't even know you have, like, you know, the Jimmy Nolan song. I didn't even realize I had done that kind of performance on there, and everybody had done those performances because everything is live, and we might have done two or three of them, and then we just moved on to the next thing. So at the end of the day, when you get all this stuff and you're listening to it back, you go, wow, that's pretty good. You know, and that's how you choose songs for a record. If you walk in and you cut 12, and you don't have all of the options that you have if you have like a couple hundred. So there you go.
Charlie Musselwhite, and you're listening to Blues with a Feeling, 98.9 FM with Sean Bendley. I ain't lying.
It was such a thrill to chat with Kim Wilson for this week's show. He was a huge influence on my singing back in the 90s when you could see me with my band around Brisbane 3-4 nights a week. And his presence with the fabulous Thunderbirds at Blues Fest at Byron Bay back in the mid-90s, at a time when I was totally immersing myself in this music, was crucial in my own development and understanding of what this music can be about. From his brand new MC Records release, Take Me Back, that was Percy Mayfield's Love Me or Leave Me, and in there as well, Howlin' Wolf's No Place to Go. Slow Down, and one of a number of Kim Wilson originals on the record, Fine Little Woman. Yes, yes, yes. I'm Sean Bindley, and you're listening to Blues with a Feeling on Richmond's Best Country, 98.9 FM. Play me.
Play me.
I'm just very, very happy that I got taught by the real people, the people who invented it. Very, very important to me. It was very important to me at the time. I was just a kid, but I got to say, I was kind of a pest. And I started asking people if I could sit in. I always tell Charlie Musselwhite this story. Of course, he was drinking back then. But I walked up to Charlie at a club and I said, "Hey, man, let's go out back and let's play." And he says, "What are you talking about, MF? I'm on break. Get out of here." So, I mean, you know, but, you know, a lot of guys, my first gig with Eddie Taylor was in Santa Barbara, California. And this guy named John Brecco, who just passed away in the last couple of years, he got me this gig with Eddie Taylor, thinking that I was going to stink it up and maybe I would quit or something, you know. So I go in there, and no rehearsal or anything, of course, and Eddie's calling off all these songs. Well, I knew all of them. And so he enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it. I was pretty nervous, at least at first. But the next time he came back, Brecco didn't hire me. So I went to see Eddie, and I'm talking to him. You know, Eddie's one of those guys, he would start a conversation back up that he'd left off with, you know, last year. And so we're talking, and Eddie says, "Well, where's your gear? Where's your stuff?" And I said, "Well, I didn't bring it. I didn't get hired for this show." And Eddie said, "Oh, yes, you did." And I ended up playing that whole show with him, too. He was a very good friend of mine. And one of the greatest blues guitarists ever to pick up the guitar.
I've been around the world, covered a lot of space. Never found no one yet. Ever take your place, but that ain't it. Baby, I need your love. Now, if it ain't me, baby, tell me who you thinking of. I realize now, darling, I was wrong. All I beg of you, baby, is please come on home. But that ain't it. Baby, I need your love. Now if it ain't me, baby, tell me who you thinking of.
This is Kim Wilson, and you are listening to Blues of the Feeling with Sean Bendley, 98.9 FM.
They didn't have to treat me like that. They were just very, very generous. You know, I mean, when I was a kid, really young, playing with these guys, Eddie Taylor, I was probably 19 years old, and people like Pee Wee Creighton and Lowell Fulson, Albert Collins, I was young. And they loved me because they knew I loved them, and they knew I loved the music. I wasn't very good, really. You know, they might tell you different if they were around, but I had a lot of enthusiasm, I will say that. And it was a great, great, great learning experience. You know, then, of course, going to Minneapolis for about a year and a half. And there's a lot of the same guys that I've been working with in California. You know, people like Albert Collins and somebody guy out there. There was a great music scene up in Minneapolis at that time. But it also introduced me to a few other people, you know, people like Eddie Burns and Boogie Red and Fenton Robinson and just a lot of different people. And then I moved down to Texas, and that was kind of graduate school down there at Antone's, where everybody came through there, and Antone would just... And he offered me so many different opportunities to play with people, you know. Of course, Taylor again, but Jimmy Rogers, Muddy Waters. That's, you know, I mean, I saw Mighty Joe Young. I remember seeing Coco Taylor. Did John Twist on a guitar and on drums. And pretty different people. It was nuts. You know, I remember it was like the second or third Antone's, the third Antone's down there on Guadalupe. And, of course, I already knew Earl King. I didn't know him that well. But I would go back in the dressing room and talk to him every time I'd, you know, I'd be around wherever I was, you know, and he came to Antone's and he would always tell me Smiley Lewis stories, right? Oh, Smiley Lewis, he would love it when there'd be a thunderstorm and the electricity go out and he'd just go out there sing with no microphone, you know. I was going, wow, you know. So we're talking up all these old guys. Most of them are already gone by the time I talked to Earl, and boy, he was so fired up. He got out there, the first song, he got up on the bandstand, he's doing the splits, he's got the 100-foot cord, it's just crazy, walking through the audience, and I'm going, man, what's this guy going to do on the next song? It's the first song. But he was so fired up, he just kept going and going and going and going. It was an amazing show, amazing. And I just love that guy. Earl King was just incredible musician, incredible songwriter, incredible vocalist. He was a wonderful guy, too. These kind of things, you can't make up. You know, the kind of situations I've been in, you just can't make them up.
Got something to tell you soon as I get the chance. If I can't be your regular, I'd be a fool to be a man. This is the last time. This is the last time. This is the last time, baby, I'm gonna ever fool around with you. Treat you nice and kind in every way I could. This is the last time, baby, I'm gonna fool around with you. say, babe, nothing you can do. I found out that your love for me was true. This is the last time. The last time. This is the last time, baby, I'm gonna ever fool around with you. Oh, yeah.
I have Little Walter's amplifier. I have one of Little Walter's amplifiers.
Wow.
Big John found it for me. Yeah. There was a guy named Grady Fats Jackson. I don't know if you ever heard of him. He's a sax player in Atlanta. And he used to go on the road with Little Walter. Well, there's all this, you know, there's actually photos of Little Walter playing through a commando. It's an 8-8 Dan Electro that folds up like a suitcase, and then you open it up, and then there's 4/8 in each side. And he used to play through one of those. Well, you really can't use it for much of anything else except a harmonica, although I think I did see Chuck Berry at Chess Studios. Oh, there was a commando in there. I'm not sure he was playing through it. So anyway, it really made for, I mean, basically you can just play a harmonica through it. It's not something you played a lot of guitar through or anything. So Grady Fats Jackson, God rest him, he passes away. Well, somebody, it might have been Big John, went into his basement and found this like new commando with the cloth cover and everything. It's an incredible looking piece. I've got it sitting upstairs, actually. I won't even put it in the garage. That's how special it is to me. And that's Little Walter's amp. I mean, I don't have a letter of authenticity, but it's definitely Little Walter's amp. And it's very cool to have.
It's amazing to be able to get that close to the people who've had such an impact on us.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, like I say, I'm blessed. I'm blessed the people that I've known, the people that have been like family to me, and all the way back since I was 17 years old. And I'm so blessed. I wish they were all still around, of course. But I guess now I'm the old guy.
I think Muddy warned you about that, didn't he? Warn you that one day you'd be the old guy?
I mean, yeah, he did. He did. They've all said that to me, you know. Buddy Guy just said it to me not that long ago. That's crazy shit.
Money, marbles, and chalk. She bought me a fine Cadillac, man. That's why I don't have to walk. Hey,
got a little woman. She's just as sweet as she can be. I want the whole world to know.
My name is Robert Cray, and you're listening to Sean Bindley on Blues with a Feeling, 98.9.
My guest and featured artist on the show this week is Kim Wilson. I'm playing you tracks from Kim's brand new record, Take Me Back. That song, Money, Marbles and Chalk. And before that, The Last Time, and If It Ain't Me. All three by the one and only blues guitar legend, Jimmy Rogers. Meanwhile, here's the title track from Kim Wilson's Take Me Back. And this is Blues with a Feeling with me, Sean Bindley, on 98.9 FM across Australia on the National Indigenous Radio Service.
Baby, I didn't try me one more time. Take me back, baby, I didn't try me one more time. I'm in love with you, baby, and I just keep on hanging around. Before I learn to call your name, will you love me, baby? Before I learn to call your name, I'm sorry we can't get together. I'm a fool, I don't understand.
I used to shout the blues in the local bars around here. Not very well, but, you know. And growing up in the late 80s, early 90s, well, I'm 54, so I was sort of in my early 20s. And I used to sing a few Thunderbird songs and a couple of Kim Wilson songs just after Tiger Man. And back in the late 80s, I'd shaved all my hair off because I had a feeling that I'd look cool. And I ended up working in Hollywood movies and all that kind of stuff. So here I am in my local bar singing Kim Wilson songs, and I've been shaving my head for 5 or 6 years, and everybody thinks it's very cool. And then I finally see you guys for the first time. I think it was probably at Byron, at Bluesfest. And all of a sudden, you were shaving your hair, and all of a sudden, my hero looked like me. That was a very surreal moment.
Well, if I look like you, I'm sure that's a good thing. If you look like me, that wouldn't be so good.
Good-looking couple of roosters, Kim, if I don't say so myself.
Shit.
Brisbane's best country, 98.9 FM. You're listening to Blues with a Feeling. How have you been in COVID? I dare say this is the longest period you've been without ever doing gigs, is it?
It is. You know, I mean, I'm holed up in a good spot. I'm out here in San Juan Capistrano, California. My wife and I have a beautiful home, and thanks to her. And I've got more music to listen to than I could ever listen to in 20 lifetimes. So I'm doing a little bit of writing. I'm doing, I'm doing a little bit of playing around the house. I can still go out, of course. You know, I'll go out. I've been paddle boarding, believe it or not. I'm getting ready to start surfing. And I used to do it when I was a kid. But I go out and paddleboard just about every morning. I was out there outside. Of course, no more gym membership for me, but that's over. But I was outside working out today. And, you know, we can walk around here, go down to the harbor and walk around. It's a cool place to be stuck. So we're doing pretty well with it. You know, I'm sure she is probably pretty sick of me by now, but she's been very gracious and let me hang around.
We're all very thankful to Shannon for that, Jim.
Especially me.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry for all the things I've done. I'm sorry, baby, I'm sorry for all the things I've done. I didn't mean to do you wrong. And forgive me, and let me come back home. Baby, kiss me and forgive me, and let me come back home. I can swear to you, baby, ain't gonna go home no more.
Enjoyed this week's show with my guest, the great Kim Wilson. A couple more of Kim's wonderful songs there, I'm Sorry and Rumblin', part of my soundtrack to yesterday's hectic storms around Brisbane. I'll leave you with one more from Kim's new album, Take Me Back, another classic from the great Jimmy Rogers, Going Away Baby. And as I take off out of here, I look forward to joining you again next week. I'm Shaun Bindley, and you've been listening to Blues with a Feeling on Brisbane's Best Country, 88.9 FM. See ya.